Hi everyone, this is Peter Collett from realestateblackbook.com, and in today's audio session I want to talk to you about social media and specifically about friending people on social media, because I receive a lot of friend requests on Facebook and a lot of people follow me on Twitter and so forth. So I've noticed that a lot of people make a huge mistake in regards to friending, and I think that's what keeps them away from getting more people on their friend account, you know, to getting more friends on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and other social media websites, you know, and real estate websites as well. And here is the tip. When you are not very known in the market, I mean, if you're not, you know, Michael Jordan or, you know, some famous people like, you know, I don't know, Sylvester Stallone. These just people just come to my mind for some reason. I don't know why these people came to my mind, but you know, like Barack Obama or whoever. If you're not famous, you need to be able to tell whoever you're friending who you are. I get so many requests on Facebook from people that, one, don't have a fully set up profile. When I click on their name and go to see their profile, all it's showing is their name. There's a picture of them. Sometimes there's not even a picture of them. And, you know, there is nothing that says who they are or what they're interested in or why, you know, they're friending me or anything like that. So I, for the most part, where people don't show me who they are or don't tell me who they are, I'm not going to accept their request because of everything that's going on the internet right now. You know, especially Facebook. You know, there are several instances where there was a virus going on Facebook as well. So I need to be very protective of my own Facebook account. So whenever you are friending somebody, anybody, real estate gurus or anybody, me, or anybody that you would want to be friends with, on Facebook specifically, when you are trying to friend someone, you click on their name and you hit the add friend button, there is a link under that says send a message. I highly, highly, highly suggest you go ahead and add a short message to that friend request that tells them, that tells that person who they are and why you're friending them. I mean, think about that, you know what I mean? If you are trying to friend somebody and they don't know who you are, or they go back to the profile and there's nothing under, they're not going to accept you, you know? And make sure that you fill out your profile as complete as you can, you know, put your website under, put your interest under, your hobbies and so forth. For instance, like when it comes to my own Facebook profile, I mean, I accept a lot of requests from people that are related and interested in real estate. So if I go on their profile and I look on their profile and I see that either they are an investor or they're an agent or they're interested in real estate or even something else, like, you know, for instance, I'm a big NHL hockey fan, Red Wings. I live for, you know, if there is a sport on earth that I love, is NHL hockey, especially Detroit Red Wings. And right now as I speak, they're in Stanley Cup Finals. And last night they just won game two, and hopefully they'll go all the way in. So I'm very excited. So cheer for them. So I will accept people that are related to my interests, my hobbies, my business, and so forth. So make sure on any kind of social media website, when you friend somebody, when you ask somebody to become friends, tell them who you are and why you're friending them. And then make sure that before you do that, you actually have a profile set up correctly and set up with, you know, information that when somebody goes under, they don't look at like blank picture or, you know, especially if you're trying to be businessman, don't put up pictures of you drinking beer or doing shots or in a bar or anything like that. Put a professional looking picture of yourself. I know my pictures aren't, you know, I'm a bad picture taker, I guess. I don't come out well on pictures, but make sure you put up really good pictures on there and that they're professional, because remember, internet remembers you. So that was my tip for today. And whenever you're friending me, tell me who you are. Just tell me that you found me on blog or anything like that, or, you know, and I'll be more than happy to accept your friendship and then, you know, communicate with you. Believe me, on social media websites, a lot of people who have contacted me were able to get some really good information from you on one-to-one. So that's all I have for today. I hope to hear, see you here on my next blog post, on my next blog audio. Once again, this is Peter Collett from realestateblackbook.com.